Straight through processing, better known as STP, is an automated process done through electronic transfers with no manual intervention involved. Any company involved with straight through processing will need to have the necessary systems and technical networking in place to make the best use of technology. We talk with Market Access, a leading force in institutional electronic trading in fixed income securities, on what should be considered when evaluating STP. Welcome to the Financial Bite. This episode is brought to you by Market Access. I'm your host, Annie Schmidt, and together we will explore leading topics in finance and economics, interviews with thinkers, movers, and shakers in global finance to learn what's happening and what's next. On today's episode, we are pleased to welcome Colleen Stapleton, post-trade business developer at Market Access. Together, we will discuss STP's relevance, the users and pursuers, as well as Europe's Central Securities Depository Regulation. We will conclude with how, in the last 2 years, the repo market has seen a variety of solutions providers entering the space. We ask, how should firms navigate the various options? Hi, Colleen. Great to have you on the Financial Bite.
Thank you so much. And I'm super excited to be here. Just a little bit more on what I do. So I work on Market Access Repo's confirmation and matching platform for bilateral repos and buy sellbacks and all of the midlife events that occur thereafter. As we head into 2022, our community is very focused on the following. The first, reducing settlement exceptions. Two, improving operational efficiency and capacity. And three, ensuring trades and position are captured correctly on trade date. It's clear, and we'll talk about more through this podcast, that the need for continued improvements to the confirmation process across the repo market is needed, and Market Access is very happy to help participants perform better, more complete trade confirmations via STP.
Thanks for that intro, Colleen. You mentioned STP. Can you explain what STP is and what is an STP platform?
Yes, definitely. That's a great place to start. So STP stands for straight through processing. And essentially, it simply means creating tools or leveraging technology that remove manual touch points by users. This shift not only improves the quality of the process, but also reduces the time spent and the capacity needed to complete the existing process. A successful STP implementation removes the human as the performer or the doer of the action and moves them more to a role of a technologist who oversees just the queues and the dashboards, ready to investigate and clear exceptions when they're flagged by the system. For example, Market Access Repo is an STP platform where both sides of a repo transaction are sent into our central tool, compared with each other, and differences are highlighted and sent back to both parties as near as to execution as possible. If users were to manually perform that very same check that our platform performs across all the same trade details and settlement fields, it would take them an extraordinarily long time. But by integrating, leveraging technology-based solutions, clients can perform a much more thorough and comprehensive confirmation across many more fields in really no time at all. Manual processes are incredibly time-intensive. We know this. They're error-prone. And unfortunately, across operations and middle office teams, still remarkably common, especially in repo, which hasn't seen the same advancements as cash securities and certain other derivative products.
I'd like to talk about STP a bit more generally. How is STP used across the repo market?
I actually talk about this a lot in a recent article on Fanadium. The repo market has traditionally been very manual, very high touch, where most things track back to a phone call, an email. And really, we continue to see this across the board, front to back, even today. While for sure, don't get me wrong, there have been advances, increases in data from a pricing and execution perspective, increases in electronic trading venues. But those advancements are linked to trading high-quality liquid asset repo. When you get to more emerging markets, corporate bonds, the desks are back relying heavily on human interaction, discussion, negotiation. When we start talking about post-trade communication, it's even bleaker, where emails continue to play a large part of the trade confirmation process, and those processes are still very much left to human readers and doers. Tech advancement from operation teams have fallen very behind that of the front office over the last 10 plus years. Trading desks and operation teams are intrinsically linked, and the lack of advancement through some of the post-trade layers in the run-up to settlement leaves firms very exposed to unnecessary risk and potentially painful P&L consequences.
Can you give us a market access perspective on this?
From a market access perspective, we're adamant that all repo confirmations need to be replaced in favor of a dual entry on SCP platform, which ensures both accuracy and trade status transparency. Any exceptions identified should be resolved between the parties, corrected, and then resent via SCP, resulting in a match status. It's also super important for firms to make sure that they are confirming and matching on both the economics of a trade, but also the settlement location and the instructions, which today continue to be a leading cause of issues on settlement date.
So is STP technology-focused automation even more relevant and important now?
Definitely. I mean, it goes without saying that we're all working very differently than we did 20 months ago, with some of those changes, like a hybrid work model, sticking around for the longer term. With this in mind, operation teams need to work smarter, more efficiently, leveraging tools that can help them track exceptions through resolution, and really be able to assign and prioritize exceptions based on risk profiles and settlement date. Preparations for the next disruptor event need to begin now, if they haven't already, at firms across the market. Also, personally, I think there's truly been a mindset change. We're all emerging from the pandemic eager to do something more, be part of something bigger. And that applies not only to what we do in our personal lives, but to our work as well. I really think that operation managers are on the hook now more than ever to seek out efficiencies and improve processes, not only to create a better control framework for their firms, but also considering the quality of work that they ask their teams to complete, empowering our teams to embrace technology, improve process, question the status quo will be key to keeping team members evolving and engaged over the long term.
In your experience, who are the users of STP?
From a post-trade perspective, the current users of STP are primarily large, high-volume, risk-averse buy-side firms and broker-dealers. Firms who understand the changing dynamics of the market and recognize the need to support trade confirmation automation as a way to ultimately reduce cost per trade. Many of these firms have had aggressive automation targets and challenged their teams to push for zero touch. They've put programs in place where manual tasks are identified, tracked, and rooted out.
Who are the pursuers of STP?
I've noticed that the pursuers fall into two main groups. The first group are firms aware of their global reach who have looked to improve their end-to-end process quite smartly to get ahead of CSDR. The second group are made up of firms interested in and excited about making changes and automating, but have blockers due to internal technology or limited wallet share. Some repo desks are incredibly hampered by legacy infrastructure, which causes some constraints. What I will say here is that capacity is always tight, will always be tight. The right tech advancements focused on STP and creating a better, more controlled repo ecosystem will pay for themselves over the long term, and the consequences and risks outweigh the initial investment in time and energy.
You mentioned CSDR, so Europe Central Securities Depository Regulation. Can you help us with what CSDR is?
For those unfamiliar, CSDR is a new settlement regime that includes additional penalties and fines for settlement exceptions for European securities. It's really a way to incentivize firms to make process improvements with the goal of reducing exceptions, making the market more efficient with trade settling without incident when they should on settlement date. At Market Access, we firmly believe that as firms reduce manual messaging and confirming, and firms shift communication and their process to standardized matching platforms, they can and will see a direct reduction in potential CSDR fines. It's actually due to go live February of next year, so it's just right around the corner.
The repo market has seen a lot of attention over the last 2 years, with more solutions providers entering the space. How should firms navigate the various options?
So the community assembled is a component not to be overlooked. Scalability and the reduction in touch on day one is a massive factor. And finding providers that have established relationships with key members across the market is necessary for immediate and long-term STP success. Then, for interoperability, firms are very focused today on living in their own platforms, managing exceptions holistically, which means providers must ensure the integrated experience is seamless and frictionless. Firms want to work where they already are, without layers of passwords and links and authenticity checks. When we think about functionality, providers really need to be able to solve for more than just one piece of the repo puzzle. It's about offering as many linear opportunities to automate and reduce points of failure as possible. And then finally, what are the data points that providers are able to share back with users? We need to be able to improve the process for tomorrow and the next day. What worked? What didn't work? And where is there opportunity to increase STP in the days ahead? Providers need to be able to offer performance visualizations and KPI tracking as a way to reduce cost and improve behavior across the desk. Solution providers that check all of these boxes will be the best able to assist post-trade and ops teams the most efficiently.
Thank you, Colleen. So do you have any financial bite you would like to share with us?
I think for my financial bite, I'll circle back to an earlier question and answer where we discussed quality of work and how we can empower our teams to work smarter, not necessarily harder, by leveraging technology to improve controls and efficiency. One of the guiding principles we have here at Market Access is to be a change maker. I think more firms across the financial industry should empower their teams and teammates to be change agents as well for their organization.
Definitely, we continuously have to adapt to fast-moving technologies, and there are great advantages that should be taken into account. This bite sticks with me. Work smarter, not harder. Thank you, Colleen, for sharing your insights with the Financial Bite. Thank you for listening to the Financial Bite. We invite you to visit our website on finadium.com and to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for additional content.